Well, let's just pray for them before they sit back down. Well, Father, we just thank you for the Starback family. God, we know how much these three and their daughter and their other granddaughter mean to us. And Lord, we just pray for your blessing on them right now in Jesus' name. Would you put a hedge of protection of warring angels around all of them right now, right where they're at, around their home, around all that they're doing now, Lord. And we just speak blessing and life and peace over this family right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just pray that there would just be so much peace in this home going forward that it would literally affect and touch every other aspect of their family. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen. Awesome. Thanks, you guys. Jang, would you mind coming up and praying for us, please? I asked if Jang would come up and pray a blessing for us and open up today, and then we'll say good morning to each other.
Good morning. Okay, let us pray. Let us pray. Our Father, the moment that we open our eyes is a miracle. And when we got out from our bed, it's a miracle. And it's a miracle that we're here because we want us to be here to glorify you and to lift up your name, oh God. Thank you for all of us here. And we're asking for your Holy Spirit, oh God, to guide us. And for our speaker today, bless him, oh Lord. And I know, oh God, you brought him here just to spread your word, oh God. And thank you for all the blessings. And oh God, that today that we can, today that we are going today that we are going to continue our service, oh God. Bless each and every one of us, oh God, and be with us. And for the whole week, thank you for all the blessings. And this we all ask, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Good job. Thank you. Well, let's say good morning to each other.
So let's go through our announcements for the week. We have the young adults group tomorrow night at 6:30. They'll be here. Anybody who can make it out, it's a young adult. We encourage you to come on out. Is that because Angie had a birthday? Our life groups are 6:30 on Wednesday night. If you're not a part of that, then I encourage you to join either Andy's group or Mike's group. It's a fun time. Then they have life groups at 10 a.m. I believe that's at Mike's and the Newmans. Yeah. Game night will be this coming Friday. So I encourage everyone to come out to that. Yeah. And if you have any the younger kids that you know or can invite, we have everything set up for young adults or young kids. Bring them and we'll deal with them. We would like to have like middle school kind of age. The age for Monday night? Young adults, I believe they go up to 30?
Yeah,
20s
and 30s.
20s and 30s? Wow, I just missed it. Oh, if you're 40 and under, you can go to the group on Monday. So I'm just past that. So, let's move on. So we have... We're having men's breakfast on Saturday, and me and Paul will also be doing the steps after that, so if anybody wants to help out with that. But we encourage you to, you know, you members of your employment, people you meet on the street, you can always invite them to men's breakfast. The more, the merrier. They might not want to come to church on Sunday, but, you know, they might want to come to something like that to get to know people and then start coming to church. So anytime you can keep that open invitation out there, the better off we all are. All right.
Thank you, Dennis. Man, those are some nice shoes. Glenn Middleton would be jealous of those. He would. Well, can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Well, Father God, I just want to say thank you so much that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You call us brand new creations. You say, behold, all things are new. Not just mostly, not just sometimes, not on our good days. You say, behold, all things are new. And Lord, it's out of that great joy and that confidence in your work in us that we're just going to give back to you your blessing that you've put on our lives. And Lord, would you please glorify your name and multiply the seed here as we spend it, as it goes out. Would you multiply it and cause it to produce a fruitfulness in this neighborhood that will increase your glory right here in Newhall. And Lord, before we take this up, I just want to say one more thank you. Thank you for the great joy that's in this place. It's just such a blessing for all of us to be able to come in here and dive into the joy of the Lord with one another. I thank you and praise you, Lord. You get all the credit for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Worship team, as the offering goes by you, come on up.
Good morning. So good to see all of you, right? Will you please stand as we enter into the throne room of God today? We were prepared for Nehemiah 9, and in it, it says they had their sackcloth on, and they were before the Lord humbling themselves and asking for forgiveness. And I feel in this place today, let us set our hearts on that attitude. But it goes beyond that. He says, now lay aside your sackcloth, and it's time to glorify the name of Amen. The Lord. And I'm going to just read one verse just from that, because next week I'm going to have to say this again when he goes to Nehemiah 9. No, yeah. Blessed be your glorious name, and may it be exalted above all blessing and praise. You alone are the Lord. You made the heavens, even the highest heavens, and all the starry host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to everything, and the multitudes of heaven worship you. Yes. So, Lord, we come before your throne today. We come before you humbly. We come before you bowing at the throne of grace and mercy. And Lord, we pour out everything that's on our hearts. Lord, everything that's taking precedent over you at this time. Lord, we lay it at your feet. And we say, Lord, come and have your way. Holy Spirit, move in each and every one of us today. Say that in your own heart. Holy Spirit, move in me today. Speak to me today in this place. And we just give you praise and honor and glory in your holy, holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. You ready to get your clapping on?
Yep.
Okay. I love that. Yeah, wait till we start. Yeah. Okay.
The only King, He is worthy.
offer him a sacrificial praise. He is worthy. No one among us is above his grace. He is worthy. We will declare it with one voice. He has become the reason we rejoice. The reason we rejoice. Glory, honor, and power be to the Lamb of God forever and ever. Glory, honor, and power be to the Lamb forever. That the highest King would welcome me. I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the Son sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. This song.
I want you to shut your eyes right now and set your hearts upon the Lord. Kyle's going to sing a couple of the verses here for us, and then we'll all start in when I tell you. But concentrate on the Lord, come before his throne, and lay your life at his feet.
Lord, you have my search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to sacrifice. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Sacrifice.
Let's all sing that.
Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice.
We're going to sing it one more time.
Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take
Father God, you never cease to amaze me. We finished where we started this morning with worship. We started worship practice, praying to you, and Mary Jo reminded us that we're just agreeing with the angels in heaven who constantly go, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy."
Holy, holy.
So we just agree with all of heaven and declare who you are. And what you are and how awesome you are. And we just thank you again.
Holy, holy God.
That by your very presence inside us, we experience you in your kingdom. We thank you and praise you so much for that.
Holy,
holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy Jesus.
Father, thank you for today. Thank you for your great love. Thank you, Lord, for every single person here today. Every treasure. As I looked around this morning, Lord, I'm just overwhelmed with the idea that you have blessed us so greatly here with just this, a treasure trove of precious people. And I just want to say thank you, God, for sharing your treasure with me, for me. Thank you, God. And so today as we get ready to listen to your word, your message that you gave to Doug for us, Lord, we prepare our hearts to listen to your word so that it'll go into us and it will be fruitful and it will bring you glory and it'll bring you a harvest. So, Lord, we intentionally prepare our hearts to receive your word. Would you please speak to us through Doug Craigbaum, Lord? We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome.
Yes.
Thank you, Mary Jo, for starting us out right about a couple hours ago now. So, Doug, if you want to come on up, I think most of us, all the Sunday school kids and the children's church workers are released. Bless you guys.